This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle say no matter what President Trump says, there will be an orderly transition of power if he loses the election in November. The president is saying again he doesn't think the election will be honest, to use his word. Last night he was in Florida, a state he's pretty much got to win, say analysts, if he wants to win back the White House. He rallied Latinos in Jacksonville.
We love Hispanic Americans. Well,
tomorrow, President Trump will reveal his choice to fill the vacant seat on the Supreme Court.
President Trump mocked Democrats who think the nomination should wait, just like it did in 2016.
You shouldn't do it. Why? We have a lot of time. Let me ask you the one simple question. If it was them instead of us, do you think they'd do it?
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is questioning the haste of the GOP.
Let's just get in there and overturn the Affordable Care Act. And at the same time, we can mess with the elections.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Today, the body of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building, the first woman ever to have that honor. Protesters went into the streets in Louisville, Kentucky again last night, angry the police officers are not being charged in the death of Breonna Taylor, a black woman shot by police last March in a drug raid. There were protests in other cities, too, like Las Vegas, where Minister Stretch Sanders said things are getting worse for black Americans.
We're tired of the police killing us, point blank period. You know, I feel like this thing has been going on since we came in this country against our will, and it's getting worse.
Almost 203,000 people in this country have now died from the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. This is AP News. The latest now on who's playing college sports in this pandemic era. AP correspondent Dave Ferry's got this.
The Pac-12 CEO group of university presidents voted unanimously to resume football and basketball. The men's and women's basketball seasons can start November 25th. A six-game football season will start in November, with a championship game being held on December 18th. The Pac-12 is the latest Power 5 conference to reverse course after announcing the season would be postponed. The Big Ten will open its season next month after initially deciding to delay or, if necessary, cancel the football season. The ACC and Big 12 have begun their seasons, and the SEC starts up on Saturday. I'm Dave Ferry.
The AP's learned that postal districts across the country are missing their own goals for on-time delivery by wide margins as the nation begins mail-in voting in the November election. Experts say voters should vote early. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.